Hello.
Hi, this is Caitlin calling you back from customer service.
I'm from Kido.
We asked to be called for callback number.
Okay. This is a number my bank gave me. I'm trying to cancel a trial period of some cleansing keto pills that I purchased. The shit does not work, and I want to be canceled. And I've already talked to my bank, and if you guys already got my credit information, you try to charge me again, bank's going to come after you guys for the money and then give me the money. So can you look me up and take me off your list? Do not send me no more pills. I don't want a membership because this shit does not work, okay?
Okay, so can I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
Yes, 15206.
And what is your name?
Joanne West.
Okay, we have a Marcel West.
Okay, yeah. That's me too.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
6573 Rowan Street, Rowan, second floor, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. And I think you guys sent me some it's keto keto cleanse or keto ascend or something.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let me be assured that Miss West, that you only been charged only the shipping and handling charges. That's it. But,
I'm not asking for that money back.
Oh, okay. So you're just wanting to cancel it. No, Miss West. I was just assuring you that you have not been out of trial. You're not playing an absorbent amount of money. That's what I'm saying. So
oh,
you only
I
been
charged. That.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't think you were. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You can
no,
go ahead.
No. I'm not complaining about that. Both of those cases
okay.
No more than $15, and I'm not complaining
right.
about that. Okay?
Right.
But you know how these things go. If you don't call and
yes,
cancel,
ma'am.
We'll automatically send you some more, and I don't want any more, and don't bill my credit card. I mean, you know, my
oh.
debit card.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's why you're calling in. Okay, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. I thought you were calling in saying that you got charged the out of trial, like you just said, ma'am, Miss West. I'm sorry. That was my misunderstanding. But I will be sure of happily canceling this account to make sure you only keep those project not projects. I'm so sorry. Making sure you keep those products that you have for only the shipping and handling costs that came up to, like you said, $14.15, ma'am. And you will not be charged or shipped or billed anything else from us. Is there anything else I can do, ma'am?
Is that going to take care of both of them? Because my bank
yes,
came
ma'am.
To me for numbers.
Yes, ma'am, it does. It's just because we're customer service. We're third-party customer service. So we help out with many different companies. So the company that these products came from, they give them their two different numbers instead of one different number. But it all leads back to us, ma'am.
Okay, all right. So both of those are canceled. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Can you send an email? Can you
no,
send an email?
We have an automatic email system, ma'am, that I wouldn't be able to actually, like, you know, go in a computer and send you one. But what I can do, ma'am, is give you a cancellation number over the phone. If that's
okay, wait, let me find my ink pen.
Yes, ma'am.
What you do with my book? Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 5, E as in elephant, 7-1, C as in Charlie, D as in dog, C as in Charlie again, C as in Charlie again, the number 3.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. You said C, S, E, 7-1-C-D-C-C-C-3.
That's correct, Miss West. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling in the customer service. And have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.